Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net.
Welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. Here are your hosts, Jonathan Milligan and Bob Lodick.
So how do you get your message out there to more people? Well, I believe it starts by having an understanding of the different ways that people can learn from you. What are all the different aspects, the different styles, the different learning styles that your audience can learn from you? Now, this was a big aha moment for me when I had been blogging for a while with SimpleLifeHabits.com. It was a blog that I had started about personal productivity and time management, self-development. It's something I was really passionate about. And I had grown the blog to a pretty significant amount, but it took me over 3 years. And I'd even had a couple articles picked up by Lifehacker. And then I decided I want to get into this podcasting thing. So back in, I think it was 2012, I decided to jump into this podcasting thing. And immediately, I'm talking within 6 weeks of repurposing the same content that was on my blog, but putting it into an audio inspirational format, I was able to exceed the number of downloads per month over the number of unique visitors to my blog. Why is that? Because a great deal of my audience was hanging out on podcast for time management tips, self-productivity, and so on. So here's the lesson that I want you to get today. Repurposing your content in many different formats is going to allow you to reach more people. So today, I just want to simply share with you 5 ways people learn from you. So if you're a blogger, you're in the information expert empire. That's just the way it is. And this even took me a while to really fully embrace it. You see, early on in my own blogging journey, one of my highest aspirations was to earn money online and remain completely anonymous behind the scenes. And finally, I began to realize that I was serving no one with that strategy, including myself. And if you truly desire to make a difference in the lives of others, you must get in close proximity with them. You can't hide in the shadows and still make an impact. You can't protect yourself from criticism or misunderstanding and make a difference. You know, I heard Crystal Payne, Money Saving Mom, and she's at moneysavingmom.com. Recently, she so elegantly put it this way. You must own the gifts that God has given you. Now, I've been teaching bloggers that there's 3 primary ways that you can share your passion. But after kind of rereading Brendon Burchard's great book, Millionaire Messenger, I was convinced that there's 2 additional ways where you can share your passion. So I'm going to just walk through for the next few minutes 5 ways people learn from you. And here's what I want to encourage you to do. I want you to think about if there's 1 primary way that you're using right now, how can you repurpose that and leverage it into an additional way? You don't have to move into all 5 of these. This is not something you need to go do. It's something you need to grow into. And so as we go through these, I want to begin to help you open up the possibilities of other ways that you can reach more people with a single message. So way number 1 is by reading your words. That's simply text. So blogging is a powerful way to teach and serve others through the written word. And I'm often reminded of this whenever I see that thank you blog comment from a blog post I wrote over 5 years ago. I mean, it's amazing to think that you can have that much impact, that every single post that you write is still out there online and it's still making a difference in the lives of others. And I think blogging itself has allowed the average person like you and me to have extraordinary influence. I mean, what you write just doesn't inspire someone for the day, but for a lifetime. And people will be reading your insights long after you're gone. We have an opportunity to leave a positive digital legacy, which is pretty incredible. Number two is by hearing your voice. And that's audio. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now. I think podcasts have allowed us content creators to have a powerful new medium and new voice. Our voices can inspire people every day through the words we speak. And podcasting has been described as the most intimate form of communication for us toward our audience. I mean, think about it. Most people will put their earbuds into their ears. They'll go on a jog, they'll go on a walk, or they're driving by themselves, commuting to work, and all they're hearing is our voice. You're speaking to them directly in a very intimate way. So your audience can learn from you through your voice, through audio content. Number three, by watching your information. By that, I mean video. We can also teach our passion through video. You don't need an expensive television show today to get noticed. You only need a YouTube channel or a Google Hangout or a live webinar to draw people into your passion. Now, for me personally, I believe live webinars or hangouts is one of the single greatest ways to build trust with your audience. I know it's something I've used ever since the beginning of bloggingyourpassion.com. We've used countless number, almost monthly live webinars and hangouts to help teach and serve those who are following us. And you can do the same as well. Number four, by experiencing you in person. Now, this one would be like live events. Think about it, a keynote speech. It could be a workshop that you do. It could be a seminar. But you know, here's what I've come to realize. I have come to realize that there is a segment of your audience and my audience that prefers live events. In other words, they would rather invest money into a live workshop, retreat, or conference over spending money on online courses. They want that personal interaction with you, and they also highly value the opportunity to interact with others who share their same passions. And this is something that I haven't personally done a lot of, but I am moving toward it because I see the importance and value of it, and that there is a segment of audience who desires this over other forms of learning and communication. And then number five, by mastering your information. Now think coaching or mentoring. See, the further you get into this blogging journey, you're also going to discover that there's a percentage of your audience that would rather pay a higher premium in order to get instant feedback and personal accountability directly from you. Now, I have a mentoring program. In fact, you can go check that out at bloggingyourpassion.com/mentor. There's three different levels. And currently, as I'm recording this webinar or this podcast, there is opportunities and slots that are available if you, in fact, would want to work with me personally. But what I've noticed, and I've had people tell me this, John, I don't want to sit and watch videos. I would rather buy your time to give me direct feedback and immediate help and personal accountability. And so the point is that there will always be a segment of your audience who would love to have mentoring time with you. Now, what you're going to have to do is to be able to determine how many hours you have available, because what you don't want to do is get so lopsided into one area that you neglect many of the other areas and that's just going to wear you out. But you should think about at least opening up opportunities for people to work with you one-on-one. And here's why this is so powerful. And I've seen this with the people I'm mentoring right now. What they want to do is they want to lay out all their plans and they want me to help them create a short list of where to focus. And then they come back and say, okay, this is what I did. This is what I tried, but I'm still struggling with this. Where do I need to focus? They're looking for competence, focus, overcoming fear, and knowing what direction to head. And I've seen firsthand how empowering having a mentor can be. And so I think you should really think about opening up a coaching page or a mentoring page. So as you can see, there's many different ways you can share your passion. Here's a recap. 1, by reading your words. 2, by hearing your voice. 3, by watching your information. 4, by experiencing you in person. And 5, by mastering your information through coaching and mentoring. So the question today is, which of the 5 are you currently using? And which one, if you're only using one, what's the next one that makes the most sense for you to move into? If you're currently leveraging 2 of these, what's the next one that makes the most sense for you to move into? And over time, little by little, you can begin adding to these. Again, don't start today trying to figure out a plan of how to do all 5. Pick the one that makes the most sense for you to move into next. And then in 30 days, 60 days, or in 90 days, reevaluate and see if you've got a handle on being consistent with the one that you moved into, that you can move to the next one. And that's how you can leverage your message. You can get in front of more people by understanding the 5 ways people learn from you.